تعهد وصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولذكر الله أكبر. The morning time and after Asr, they all, both times are very essential for zikr. And those who are making zikr in these times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is solving their all problem in between, making ease in their life routine. It is the meaning of Hadith Qudsi, that get free yourself in the morning for my zikr, and afternoon after Asr for my zikr, I will solve your all problems in between that. So these, even our elders, and they are saying that the talks other than zikr are makruh after subah till sunrise, because this is a special time for the zikr, tilawat, ibadat, to make, establish connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a abd, man with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the routine of our all elders. They used to complete their all awrad starting from tahajjud till ishraq time, and then they go outside. So full support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to be with them in their worldly matters, and they were struggling less but achieving more. Now the problem is that we are not fulfilling our first duty of zikr and ibadat is this very beautiful time. The du'as are accepted in tahajjud and starting from tahajjud. When the Yaqub alayhi salam sons asked from him that, oh, our father, ask forgiveness for us from Allah. He said, Sauf astaghfirukum. So he was saying that I am waiting for the time of tahajjud. In that time I will make astaghfar for you. From tahajjud till this ishraq time, this is the best time to establish connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the acceptance of dua. So they used to achieve their goal in this time, and in the after morning they only go, used to go to get the result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically. So now our problems, main problems are like we are losing this time, which is time for the zikr and to strengthen our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are busy with those acts which are unliked. That is why we are suffering in the daytime in the getting the best result of our trade or our worldly things. So my brother, where we are using the other means to achieve the maximum results of our worldly thing. So also try this in the morning, read Surah Yasin with the all intentions. It came that somebody is reading Surah Yasin. Many intentions came in Hadith. If he is afraid from anything, so he is reading for the protection, Allah is giving protection for him. He is afraid for the shortage of income or food, so he is reading for that, that it should be fulfilled and it will be more sufficient. So he should, in the start of a subah, should read Surah Yasin with the intentions. In the fear, in the need, any need you have got, and you read that Surah Yasin for the achievement of that need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling. So this time is the at least we should do the Surah Yasin, Tasbihat, which is Tasbihat Fatima, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allah got 34 times. The one hadith, this is very easy zikr, but maximum achievement. Our elders are seeing that we haven't seen such a short amal with such a maximum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing is promised with that amal. So that is after namaz, if somebody is reading Surah Fatihatul Kitab Alhamd Sharif, then Ayat Kursi, then Surah Al Imran, three ayats, Shahid Allah unna la ilaha illa al malaikat wal ilm qaim bil qist, this, and Kulillahu malik al mulk tutil mulk mantasha wa tanzil mulk mantasha, ila hisab, and akhir two ayat, these. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising that I will look this person during daytime 70 times with the mercy. And 70 his desire will be fulfilled without great struggle. Simply he will go and Allah will fulfilling his all desire. Third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that those who are doing this amal, I will give them place in the paradise, Haziratul Quds, which is the highest society of the Jannat, where Ambiya and Shuhada will be allotted. So this person with such a short amal is registered in that very community, that they will be among the Haziratul Quds. And the fourth, and also we are very much in need of that, that Allah, they will be always overcoming on their enemies and those who are hating them. So they will be never down. They will be overcoming on their enemies. So these all four are needed for us, but amal is a very short. After namaz, at least these thing, Alhamd Sharif Fatihatul Kitab, Ayat Kursi, and three ayats of Surah Al Imran, Shahid Allah Anhu La Ilaha Al Malaikat, and Kulillahu Malik Al Mulk. May Allah bless us with this. All bless you. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma aina ala zikrika wa shukrika husni ibadati. Allahumma aina ala zikrika wa shukrika husni ibadati. Oh Allah, bless us with the full blessing of this world and hereafter. May Allah protect us. Allah mahfuzna min bayna aydina min khalfina an yamanina an shimalina wa min fawqina wa a'udhu bi azmati an uqta'ala min tahtina. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.